Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Connor. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. I spoke to somebody at your company and I got disconnected.
Worries. How can we assist?
So I was trying to find out why I am getting charged for items that I never requested or ordered or even received.
No worries. May I have your zip code,
Hello,
please?
91770.
First and last name.
LIM, as in Mary. Pauline's my first name.
Okay, Pauline, your first name, last name?
Last name is LIM, as in Mary.
Okay, here. And you spell your first name PAULEEN?
LIN,
Oh.
PAULINE.
Stay with you here one moment. Okay. Is there an email address that we can use to locate you?
PD, that's Peter David L as in Larry, I as in India, M as in Mary, 92 at hotmail.com.
Topner?
Hotmail.
Oh, Hotmail. Okay. Thank you. Okay, yes, ma'am. Okay, and verify your shipping address for us.
It is 4730 Sundyke Avenue.
Great, thank you. So we were able to locate an account here. So you recently spoke with a representative. What was the call in question again?
So I got four charges from, I guess, small gadgets from my credit card, and I never received them anything. She told me it's a trial of something to test it, but I never got the items and I never requested it. And I got charges of $5, $57, $67 something, and $39. That's a lot. So I never got the item. I don't want it. I never requested for it.
Okay. Well,
And
allow
I
me.
want those refunded.
Okay, see here. So to set the expectation, I want to inform you that I only can work on one transaction on the account. So if
No,
anything
that's not
else,
right. You guys have to refund the whole thing. I never got the item and I don't want it. I never got the item. And why am I paying for something that I never received? Let's say I did put in, submitted, but I never got the item. So why I'm paying for something that I'm supposed to try and I never got the merchandise or whatever it was sent to me, I never got it. And if I receive it, I'm not going to be calling. But I never received it. So these charges doesn't make sense.
Again, allow me to continue looking on the account here. So that way we can further have an understanding of what and why things happened the way it did. One moment, please. Be with you one moment.
Okay. All right. You're putting me on hold. It's the same thing that happened earlier. Put me on hold again, and then I'm going to get disconnected. So this is too much hassle. I just want the money back. I want the refund back. Cancel everything and the money back to be refunded back to my credit card.
I can understand your hesitation based on the previous call that you've had thus far. I want to inform you that that is not my intent for that to happen on this call here. But if the in the event you do get disconnected, we're more than happy to give you a call back. But in terms of going forth with the account here, what we're doing is a pretty much a systematic way of handling it right now. So that's why we're asking for your patience. You're asking to counsel, and we're going forward with cancellation. Now, I know you also mentioned that you wanted to receive a refund, and I informed you at the start of the call that I only can work on the most recent transactions. So based on the information here, that would only be from the transaction that is listed from October 26th. Anything else outside of that, I would not be able to go forth with the refund because, of course, we don't have that authority. So if you are requesting that for the others, then you will have to speak with a supervisor.
Okay, I'll speak to the supervisor.
Okay, so let me go forth with the current one in terms of cancellation here. And also as it pertains to that amount itself, we can go forth with 35% refund towards the 67.32.
No, it has to be full. Like I said, I never received the item.
Well, actually, the item itself was actually an exclusive offer. So what you entered into was a
No. This is not right. Okay. What's the address of your company, of this company?
Unfortunately, we won't be able to provide that.
Oh, this is bullshit. And if I see this website again, I'm going to start complaining. I'm going to put the bad review on this company.
So, ma'am, would you like to stick over with the 35% refund?
Yeah, I need the full refund, the whole amount.
Okay, ma'am, but the charges are valid, so that is why we have to go forth with the 35% refund.
No, it has to be the full refund.
Okay, one moment. Let me see if I can get any form of approval to move forward any other amount. One second. Okay, so I do have approval to go forward with 50% towards this amount today.
Full refund.
Yes, ma'am.
Full amount.
And the charges are valid, ma'am.
On November 20, $39.99. What is this charge?
What we see right now is the, well, $39.99.
I received four charges. September 19, one September 25, one October 26, and another November 20.
Yes, ma'am.
Like
that
I
is
said,
go ahead. Okay, go ahead, ma'am.
Like I said, I did not receive any item or whatever this is. And you guys and their chart, you guys are charging me for something that I don't want. And earlier they told me, oh, you should have canceled. How am I going to cancel when I couldn't even reach anybody? Because when I saw these charges, I called the number that's on the credit card. It's a dial tone. It's a busy line. Nothing. Since then, I received I saw my statement and saw a new charge on November 20, and it's a different company, not Small Gadget. It's a something fire, what's that called? Selected Fireplace Empor, and the number that I called, which is a voice messaging there, and I left my number, and then now you guys call. So this is a scam.
Ma'am, I totally disagree with that. We was actually working on a 6732, but if you wanted to work on a 3999, again, that's totally up to you.
Everything.
And yes, ma'am, and I've set the expectation at the beginning of the call, ma'am. So this is why I started with the larger as a courtesy. But if you want to work on the 3999, we can work on that one.
I want everything from that whatever and all that amount.
Yes, ma'am. So you are requesting... again, we can go 50% of the $39.99.
It has to be the full $39.99.
Ma'am, you agreed to the terms and conditions. Actually, we're offering this as a courtesy, ma'am.
I need to speak to your supervisor.
We all follow the same protocol, ma'am.
Okay, who is this company? You need to provide me this that company that I'm having this issue with.
Again, ma'am, what we can do for you right now, and I can tell you the name here, just one sec here. You are calling for the KitchenAid set here, so we are premier discounts, ma'am.
See, I never received anything.
Yes, ma'am, because as I was informing you that you went into an exclusive offer, which is essentially a drawing or a sweepstakes, ma'am. It doesn't guarantee that you would...
charging me. This is not right. This is not correct.
Yes, ma'am, because you entered into a membership program, ma'am.
Okay, so I'm canceling. How was I able to cancel from the beginning if I knew this is what it is? Not receiving and then telling, oh, you're going to receive something, and then this is a fucking scam. And I'm filing a lawsuit with these people.
Okay, ma'am. I understand your frustration here. What I want to do is continue going forth with cancellation on our end. Bear with us one moment here. Bear with us one moment. Still going to get you up to upper management.
I didn't even receive any email notices about this. I checked my emails.
Did you check your spam as well, ma'am?
Yes, I did.
Did you type in support at Supremier?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
All right, yes, ma'am. So we went forth with cancellation. Would you like a cancellation number?
Yes, please.
Okay, let me know when you're ready.
Ready.
It's going to be CS and Charlie, 267.
Excuse I'm sorry, me. 267?
No, 262-713-999.
Okay. So it's CS and Charlie 262.
Mm-hmm.
713.
That's correct.
999.
Yes. And also, as a courtesy of today, I went forth with the full refund for the $39.99.
Okay. And what about the others?
Yes, ma'am. Again, you have to speak with upper management about that. We can get you over to them right now. Please allow your banking institution 3 to 5 business days to receive the funds.
Okay.
Thank you for contacting customer support. Bye-bye.
Am I going to get transferred?
Yes.